Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Verse 23-24, Satakichaka Valmikat Sahavajo Balanvita Sarva Vayava Sampanno Vajra Sama Nano Yuva Uttita Sapta Hemambo Vibhavasur Ivaidyasa Sa Nirikshambare Devam Hamsavaham Upasitam Nanamasirasa Bhumo Taddasana Mahosava. Translation purport by the Divine Grace S. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. As soon as you are sprinkled with the water from Lord Brahma's water pot, Hiranyakashipu arose, endowed with a full body, with limbs so strong that they could bear the striking of a thunderbolt. With physical strength and a bodily luster resembling molten gold, he emerged from the anthill, a completely young man, just as fire springs from fuel wood. Hiranyakashipu was revitalized, so much so that his body was quite competent to tolerate the striking of thunderbolts. He was now a young man with strong body and a very beautiful bodily luster, resembling molten gold. This is the rejuvenation that took place because of his severe austerity and penance. Seeing Lord Brahma present before him in the sky, carried by his swan airplane, Hiranyakashipu was extremely pleased. He immediately fell flat with his head on the ground and began to express his obligation to the Lord. Repeat. Seeing Lord Brahma present before him in the sky, carried by his swan airplane, Hiranyakashipu was extremely pleased. He immediately fell flat with his head on the ground and began to express his obligation to the Lord. Purport. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Epanna devata bhaktya idante dhyanvita te bimameva kaunteya idanti avidipurvakam aham sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhureva cha natu mamabhi jananti tatvena tasyavanti te. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but is offered without proper understanding. I am the only enjoyer and the only object of sacrifice. Those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. In effect, Krishna says, persons engaged in the worship of demigods are not very intelligent, although such worship is indirectly offered to me. For example, when a man pours water on the leaves and branches of a tree without pouring water on the root, he does so without sufficient knowledge or without observing the regulative principles. The process of watering a tree is to pour water on the root. Similarly, the process of rendering service to different parts of the body is to supply food to the stomach. The demigods are, so to speak, different officers and directors in the government of the Supreme Lord. One has to follow the laws made by the government, not by the different directors. Similarly, everyone is to offer his worship to the Supreme Lord only. That will automatically satisfy the different officers and the directors of the Lord. The officers and the directors are engaged as representatives of the government and to offer some bribe to officers and directors is illegal. This is stated in Bhagavad Gita as avidhipurvakam. In other words, Krishna does not approve unnecessary worship of the demigods. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that there are many types of yajna performance recommended in the Vedic literature, but actually all of them are meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yajna means Vishnu. In the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one should work only for satisfying yajna or Vishnu. The perfection form of human civilization known as Varnasrama Dhamma is specifically meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices because I am the Supreme Master. However, less intelligent persons without knowing this fact worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence and do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however, anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, he better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result. Although Hiranyakasipu offered his obeisances unto Lord Brahma, he was strongly inimical towards Lord Vishnu. This is the symptom of an asura. Asuras worship the demigods as being separate from the Lord. Not knowing that all demigods are powerful because of being servants of the Lord, if the Supreme Lord were to withdraw the powers of the demigods would no longer be able to offer benedictions to their worshippers. The difference between a devotee and a non-devotee or asura is that devotee knows that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that everyone derives power from Him. Without worshipping the demigods for particular powers, a devotee worships Lord Vishnu, knowing that if he desires a particular power, he can get that power while acting as Lord Vishnu's devotee. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is recommended, Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 3rd chapter, text 10, Akama Sarvakama Va Mokshakama Udaradhi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of material desires, free from material desires, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Lord. Even if a person has material desires, instead of worshipping the demigods, he should pray to the Supreme Lord so that his connection with the Supreme Lord will be established and he will be saved from becoming a demon or non-devotee. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya gives the following quotation from Brahma Tarka. Ekasthita agnaiko karyatvad Vishnu pradhanyatastada jivashitat abhinnam jivashitat adhinatvan nabhinna vikrutam vaja. Since Vishnu is the Supreme, by worshipping Vishnu one can fulfill all one's desires. There is no need to divert one's attention to any other demigod. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Garave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swapadantakam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauravakaranda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. the subject of today's verse. That there are many, many gods, but they are all not the same, they are all not equal. Contrary to the vox populi, general opinion, is that they think the ultimate God is one and people worship him in many ways. That is not correct. Ultimately God is one. That statement is correct. But people worship him in many ways. That is not correct. There are the Supreme God and His incarnation. Sometimes devotees become Ram, Bhagavan Ram's devotees, Bhagavan Vishnu's devotees, Bhagavan Krishna devotees, Bhagavan Narasimhadeva devotees. There are devotees of Vithal. Varkaris. Vithal devotees are there, Jagannath devotees are there, and Udupi Krishna devotees are there, Ranganath devotees are there. They are attached to a particular, but they are all one. But you cannot say Bhaktas of Venkata Swami, Bhaktas of Ayyappa Swami, Bhaktas of Sai Baba, they are all same, like the devotees of Krishna. Not only these man-made images, idols, there are in the universal governance, there are demigods, 33 million demigods. And they are all there, and they are all separate. Their powers are more or less. That means there is so much difference in gods. But the Supreme Lord, He is one. So, because you don't read Bhagavad Gita, or by your exposure, you are attracted to. Now, why do people become attracted to different gods? Say, in a class, there are 50 people, and they are attracted to different gods. They are all not attracted to the one and the same God. People have preference for one God to the other. This is all explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purvabhyasena teneva. If you are a devotee of Sai Baba in your past life, in this life, you will again become attracted to him. Unless you voluntarily, change your loyalty. So generally, even among human beings, if somebody becomes a follower of Radha Swami, if somebody becomes a devotee of Arunachalam, Tiruvannamalai, or this or that. They don't want to change. The human beings have that nature. You study your faith, you become loyal to, and you continue to be there only. Like even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is an instance of Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was Hanuman coming as Murari Gupta in Chaitanya Leela. They also, the brother of the nephew of Roop and Sanatan is Vallabh. He is also a devotee of Lord Ram. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the supreme benediction. There is a love of Radha and Krishna where it is full of rasa. In Ram or Vishnu there is only one rasa. Dasya Ras. You cannot have any other rasas. The Lord is in evasam. So naturally, a devotee cannot think of getting any closer than that. Like servant. But the way Krishna he did his last time, he showed all rasas. Krishna has devotees who are his servants. Krishna has devotees who are like Vatsalya. They love Krishna as a chay, Vatsalya ras. And also their Sakhya ras, friendly ras. Is all there. But Vishnu, you will always see Vishnu, only stuti, Purusha Suktam, stuti. No? The Lord is so big, we are so small. Because their relation is like master and a servant. That's all. So, Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Sindhu, is the reservoir of all rasas. So, the Bhagavad Gita says that Kamaistar Utajnana Prapadyanta Anya Devata Tantanneva Mastaya Prakrutva Neta Swaya. It means, why do people suppose so one is born in a very poor family, jhopadipatti or slum, like our Sudhir, our devotee boy Sudhir was there, born in slum area. And we tried to bring him. Now why don't you serve Jagannath? Such a pure life, such an ecstatic life, such a fulfilling life. But say here you have a palace, you have everything ready for you. There he is doing some labor work. Living in a hut and living with bad company. There is no check over their language. That they are from a background like that. So, we brought him, but where is he now? Went back. Why? because of attachment. Although becoming a devotee of Jagannath, is there any position bigger than becoming a devotee of Jagannath? Is there any other position? There is no position bigger than becoming a devotee of Lord Jagannath. Because there is no bigger boss than Jagannath. But that's all. You cannot become Jagannath. Do you think you can become Jagannath? No question. So, the highest post is Jagannath. There is no second, there is no competition to Jagannath. You may compete with other things, but no one can compete with Krishna. Ekaleva Isvara Krishna, Ara Sabha Vrutya. Our Krishna is called Asamordva. Asamordva. No one equal to him, and no one is above him. It's called Advitiya. Advitiya means there is no second to him. Just suppose you pray to Krishna, I want a son like you. Is it possible? I want a son like you. No, I have to come myself. Because there is nothing like me, I can send somebody. There is nobody like that. It's called Asamordva. So the point is, for many reasons, although everybody has an opportunity to become a devotee of Jagannath, highest position, you go and you offer a Jagannath Bhakta. Suppose you offer this gentleman, Madhu. You give up being a servant of Jagannath. I will take you to America. Right? What will you do? Okay. I don't know. Because what is America? Only a foolish man would like to go to America. Because they are living a worse life than you. So unless you are a very third class person, who wants to leave India and go away to America? Like this lady's three daughters are in America. But she is just hanging around temples. Go to this temple, that temple. And the children are calling her. Come, you know, we have so many cars. Come, we have such bungalows. Come, you know, it is like a heaven. But anyone who has tasted the bliss of devotional service, for them, that's why there is a great saint called Prabodhananda Saraswati. Prabodhananda Saraswati, he by steps finally he came to become devotee. And he is looking back. Oh, I was trying for liberation. I was trying to go to heavens. And I was trying to be a very aristocratic man. Like, you know, depending on your intelligence. So Venugopal is there. If he doesn't know the science of devotional service, if he doesn't have spiritual knowledge, then why I'm working for 20,000 rupees. Now they are offering me 50. Let's go. People go, because in your knowledge, money is the criteria. So 20 and 50. So why only 20? Let us go to 50. People go. So people jump from one job to the other. But if Venugopal happens to have, what are all the choices available? Prabhuji, you can become an aristocratic man in America. You can also go to heaven and you can also attain liberation. That means no disease, old age and death. And then you can go to Vaikuntha. If you have knowledge about what is there in Vaikuntha, what is there in heavens, what is liberation, and what is aristocracy. Then naturally you will not make the mistake of wrong chairs. That means entering from C-class prison to A-class prison. If you are intelligent, you will say, why I should not get out of the prison altogether? C-class prison, A-class prison. That means still this is old age and death is there. So the point is, people out of ignorance, number one, and secondly, people out of their conditioning, your condition. No, Ayyab Bhaktas come here. Swami Otharam Epa. They are coming to Jagannath, and here also Swami Acharanam Ayyappa, they say. Because they are sentimental devotees, they don't have knowledge. What is this Ayyappa? Where does he stand? What is the Shankar? What is his position? When you know all things, just like I take you to Parliament. And in the parliament there are many MPs, and out of them many are ministers. Some people have no position, simple MPs. And some people have ministers. And among them also there are cadres, state minister, cabinet minister. They are there. And then over them there is also prime minister. But everybody is in the parliament. If you don't have knowledge, suppose you are attracted to the physical appearance, the bodyguard there may be very nice. The bodyguard to MP or maybe minister. The MP himself is very old, thin person, the MP. But his bodyguard is very nice, robust. So if you are a foolish man, you discredit the minister. He is not looking very nice. This guy, very full fit. And you take your garland and you take it to the bodyguard. A stupid choice. And you are upsetting the minister also. And you are embarrassing the bodyguard. And you have done a stupid thing. You don't know who is big and small. So everywhere in this world, you are big and small. If you are an intelligent man, you have to go for the big. Who is the biggest? Who is the greatest? Actually, I was reading in the net. One fellow was criticizing a dog. People sometimes praise the dog. Now the dog is so loyal, very faithful. But one man was criticizing the dog's behavior. The dog, it goes and pisses urine on the walls, on the tires, not on the floor. Lift your leg like that. What is this dog? Stupid dog. Everybody. Only dog does it like that. And then he said, the dog, whenever somebody comes, some beggar comes, it goes on unnecessarily. He's not jumping the gate, coming inside. He's not doing anything. He's just begging. Dog will howl. Unnecessarily creating nuisance. Disturbing everybody. Just because of the dog. So many people, what is this? And then the third thing, in the night time, when everybody is sleeping, what is this dog, stupid dog, no intelligence. And the dog became very offended. The dog said, Rale, this is my answer. This is my answer. I said, I piss not on the ground, here, there, because it's a pious dog, it's a devotee dog. You know, sometimes devotees also become dog. How many? A lot of them. So you should do kirtan. Bring them all. You do kirtan for them. I'll stop the class. We'll continue again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Set up the mic and take kartas, pradhan, kirtan. Teach them those, you know, giving them gift, you know, whoever remembers without seeing.